Listen to a lecture by an English professor about English as a universal language.
Now I would like to move away from the early history of the English language and talk a bit about how widespread the use of English is in today's world. There is no doubt that English has become a universal language. Today, English is used by at least 750 million people around the world, either as a first or a second language. The huge Oxford English Dictionary lists about 500,000 English words. A further 500,000 technical and scientific words, most of them very new and often changing in meaning as they become more widely used, remain uncatalogued. 3/4 of the world's mail, telexes, and cables are in English. More than half of the world's technical and scientific periodicals are in English. 80% of the information stored in the world's computers is in English. English is the official language of aviation and of shipping. It is the official language of the Olympic Games. This rise of English to international prominence is particularly remarkable considering that the language didn't exist 2,000 years ago when the Romans conquered Britain. Tomorrow, we will trace the rise and occasional decline of English through the centuries and try to pinpoint some reasons for its widespread use today. For homework, I would like you to read chapter 3 of your text and jot down any evidence you can think of to suggest that English is, indeed, a global language.